Montana is home to 7 tribal colleges. And higher education leaders for indigenous populations say they hope to see strong turnout for the midterms, as it could help them elevate the pathways of more students. Cheryl Crazy Bull with the American Indian College Fund says because most of these schools are on reservations, they can't rely on state support, only federal funding. She says they hope to see voters research candidates who would make more funding a priority, so these schools could have more of a firm financial footing.
We need people in Congress who support Native higher education so that we can get the kinds of resources that we need.
She says additional support could also help address gaps in Native students seeking financial aid. During the pandemic, Congress has provided emergency relief to tribal colleges, but leaders testified before federal lawmakers that their funding levels per student remain inadequate, typically falling below the authorized level of $9,000. In Minnesota, Jacob MacArthur leads economic development for the White Earth Tribal Government. He attended his area's community college before moving on to a mainstream university. He says tribal schools, or TCUs, serve as a great bridge, especially for non-traditional students, whether they finish at another school or fill needed roles within their community.
Our TCUs are really important for workforce development. It isn't just about the 2-year degree and putting you on the path towards that 4-year degree.
According to the Gallup-Purdue Index, nearly 75% of tribal college alumni said they were employed in areas related to American Indian communities or tribal lands, and many worked directly with their tribe. Mike Moen, Big Sky Connection. Find our RateTrust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.